First Presidency Message, Inspirational Thoughts by President Gordon B. Hinckley. Testimony, we know that Jesus is the Christ, the Savior, and the Redeemer of the world. His life was no idle dream of some writer. No, his life, his death, his resurrection were realities. He appeared to the boy Joseph Smith. He talked with him as I speak with you tonight, as person to person, in a very real and individual and personal way. How grateful we ought to be for that knowledge. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. John chapter 17, verse 3. That knowledge has come to this church and blessed it, and there is nothing more important in all the world than to have in our hearts a testimony, a conviction, an absolute assurance of the reality of God the Eternal Father and His Son, the risen Lord, the Redeemer of the world. Meeting in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, 31st of July, 1998. Inspiration. Keep yourselves open to the inspiration of the Lord. Listen to the whisperings of the Spirit. I remember when Brother Harold B. Lee set me apart as a stake president, he said, "Listen for the whisperings of the Spirit in the stillness of the night." Now I believe in that. I have seen in my experience, and I think I can testify, that the Lord has spoken quietly. I didn't hear any words, but in the middle of the night, ideas have come into my head, which I think have been prophetic in their nature. Devotional, Provo Missionary Training Center, 26th of June, 1998. Holy Ghost, how do we recognize the promptings of the Spirit? That which is of Christ does edify, and if we have that feeling of edification, then we may know that the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, is speaking to us. If we are in an attitude of prayer, if we are in an attitude of anxiously seeking the direction of the Spirit, we will receive it. There isn't the slightest doubt in my mind concerning this. Meeting, Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, 5th of August, 1998. Be prayerful. Be prayerful. Get on your knees. Speak with the Lord in prayer. He is the God of the universe, but He will hear and answer your prayers if you will seek after Him. Pray about the important things of your life, about attending school, about going on a mission, about the girl you will marry or the boy you will marry. The Lord will bless you and guide you. Meeting, Montreal, Quebec, Canada, 6th of August, 1998. Parents, you parents, you fathers and mothers, live the kind of exemplary lives before your children that they will find in you the polar star to which they can look as they shape their own lives. Isaiah declared, "And all that thy children shall be taught of the Lord." And then he gives this promise, "And great shall be the peace of thy children." Isaiah chapter 54, verse 13. Have you ever seen children without peace? Derelict children? Children on drugs? Children in trouble? I hope, fathers and mothers, that you are having family home evening with these young people, your sons and daughters. I hope that you are setting before them an example of righteousness in living. I hope that they can look to you in times of trouble and stress for wisdom and understanding with their problems. Meeting, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, 4th of August, 1998. Anger. Brethren, let us, each of us, watch ourselves. Whenever we have within us a little temper, go outside, breathe some fresh air, and come in with a smile, and throw your arms around your wife and tell her that you love her. Look to your children and let them know that you love them. Live with them kindly and graciously, as Latter-day Saints should do. Salt Lake Holiday Regional Conference Priesthood Leadership Meeting, 7th of February, 1998. Youth, be good to your parents. You are very precious, you young people. You are. You are so very, very precious. You are precious to your parents. You may not think that sometimes when you get a little careless about what you think of your father and your mother. All of their hopes and dreams rest in you. They pray for you. They worry about you. They think of you. They love you. Be good to your parents. Treat them with love and respect and kindness. It won't hurt you once in a while to tell them that you love them. Meeting in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, 4th of August, 1998. Missionaries, what a marvelous thing it is, the spirit, the attitude of the people of this church toward our missionaries. You are remembered in the prayers of the people. If ever a time comes when you are tempted to do something that you should not do, remember that there are saints across this world who don't even know you, but who are remembering you before the Lord. Live worthy of their prayers. Never forget them as they remember you before the Lord. Missionary Meeting, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, 8th of August, 1998. Missionary Companions. I remember interviewing some missionaries in Asia one time, and I said to one of the missionaries, "What do you see in your companion's life that you'd like to put into your own?" He began to think, and then he began to talk a little. He said, "He's a hard worker. He gets up in the morning and gets out on the street. He does what is expected of him." I said, "You adopt into your life the virtue of your companion?" "Every missionary has a companion. In the mouths of two or more witnesses shall all things be established." 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. You stand as witnesses one with another in this great work of bearing testimony of the restored gospel of Jesus Christ. Devotional, Provo Missionary Training Center, 26th of June, 1998. Be not ashamed, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. God hath not given us the spirit of fear, that comes from the adversary, but of power. What power? The power of the priesthood, the power of our call, the power of the work, and of love. Love of the people, love of the Lord, love of the work, and of a sound mind. The simple, logical, wonderful truths of the gospel. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. Missionary Meeting, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, 8th of August, 1998. Tithing. The Lord carries great expectations of you in taking care of your part of the burden of moving forward the work of the Lord in the payment of your tithes and offerings. We have money enough to run this church because of the faithfulness of the people. Marvelous is that faithfulness. We don't have a lot of rich people in the church. The money which operates the church comes from the consecration of such as you, wonderful, faithful people. Tithing isn't so much a matter of money as it is a matter of faith. The Lord can't bless those who aren't obedient. Meeting in Columbus, Ohio, 25th of April, 1998. Work. Nothing happens in this church unless you work. It is like a wheelbarrow. It doesn't move until you get a hold of the two handles and push. Hard work moves the work of the Lord forward, and if you have learned to work with real integrity, it will bless your lives forever. I mean that with all my heart. It will bless your lives forever. Missionary Meeting, Montreal, Quebec, Canada, 6th of August, 1998. Temple Recommend. I think of all the things of which I may be proudest, and I don't mean that in an evil sense, is the fact that ever since I went on a mission, I have had a Temple Recommend in my pocket. I have one in there now. It is my credit card with the Lord, and I am grateful for it. Meeting at Lowell, Massachusetts, the 15th of October, 1998. Book of Mormon. It, the Book of Mormon, came forth as a voice from the dust, from Cumorah's hill, to go forth to the world in declaration of the divinity of the Lord. It has gone across the earth and is going across the earth in a miraculous and wonderful way. We are now printing about 5 or 6 million copies a year in various tongues and languages. I think those who set the type, those who worked the press, and those who had to do with that work never in their wildest imaginations dreamed that this marvelous testament of the new world would go forth across the earth in the fashion in which it has gone forth. It carries with it an inspiration, a power that is wonderful to behold. It is more than just an ordinary book. It is something which touches the hearts of those who read it prayerfully and carefully. Grandin Building Dedication, Palmyra, New York, 26th of March, 1998. Greatest Season of the Church. We are living, my brothers and sisters, in the day of prophecy fulfilled. This is the greatest season in the history of the Church. There never before was a time like this. We are larger in numbers, a great family of 10 million people scattered over 160 nations. The media treat us honestly and generously and right. We have a good reputation among most people. This is a wonderful time to be alive. It is a wonderful time to be a member of this church. I envy these young people who are here today. Their lives are ahead of them. They will see marvelous things in the years that lie ahead. I have no doubt of it whatever. The church will grow and grow and grow, and no force under the heavens can stop it. Meeting, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, 8th of August, 1998. Believe in the church. Believe in the church as the creation of the Almighty. This church is not the church of anyone except the church of the Master. He stands at its head. It carries his name. He is our leader, our king, to whom we look for guidance and inspiration and direction as we carry forward this great work. God be thanked for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, restored in this, the dispensation of the fullness of times. Meeting in Baltimore, Maryland, 15th of November, 1998. Ideas for home teachers. Some points of emphasis. You may wish to make these points in your home teaching discussions. 1. And whatsoever they shall speak when moved upon by the Holy Ghost, the Lord has said concerning that which his servants speak, shall be the will of the Lord, shall be the mind of the Lord, shall be the word of the Lord, shall be the voice of the Lord, and the power of God unto salvation. Doctrine and Covenants, section 68, verse 4. 2. Prayerfully select from among the excerpts printed here those that would strengthen and bless the individuals and families you home teach. Discussion helps. 1. Relate your feelings about living in a time when the Lord has prophets, seers, and revelators again on the earth. 2. Are there some scriptures or quotations in this article that the family might read aloud and discuss? 3. Would this discussion be better after a pre-visit chat with the head of the house? Is there a message from the bishop or quorum leader? End of the First Presidency Message. Inspirational Thoughts by President Gordon B. Hinckley.